The changes mean a residential ratepayer would pay 80 cents a month on their electric bill. That, along with higher charges for commercial and industrial ratepayers, would give Ohio's nuclear power plants about $150 million. The Senate's plan would keep the requirements for utilities to use a certain percent of renewable energy, but lower the final benchmark in 2025. It also puts energy efficiency standards under review in 2 years. Subsidies are also in place for the coal plants known as OVEC, but charges are capped at $1.50 instead of $2.50. Several groups have said they're looking over the new language and did not want to comment yet. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.